Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana hosts Illinois in Big Ten play tonight, 8:30, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. One of the keys for the Hoosiers' late season turnaround, Devontae Green. He's given up the home run play and has stayed on the floor and making better decisions, says Archie Miller.
That's the biggest deal. It's not always a home run. You know, you can go for the single every once in a while, and I think he started to go for the singles. He's starting to make some really good decisions on pick and roll situations. He's starting to be a guy that I think that has his head up and he's looking for people. And then every once in a while, you're going to see him make a couple plays that a lot of people can't make because he's very talented. So for him to be playing the way he is right now is a really good step for our team. We're getting, you know, quality playmaking ability. If you look probably at his last four games, maybe five, I'm not sure his assist totals is on those, but he's being a guy that can really start to make guys better for us. And that's, lo and behold, giving him confidence in a lot of other areas.
So what in Devontae Green caused this change?
You know, in his mind, I think that he started to see to himself that his way wasn't working. And at the end of the day, he started to come with a little bit more humbleness in practice, a little bit more approach that we liked. And I thought that with that approach, he's got opportunity. Once he got his opportunity, he took advantage of it. He's playing as good as we've had a guard play all season, just in terms of the ability to make plays. We haven't been a team that really has been a sharing team. It's more than pounding ground. Now I think you're seeing the ball move a little bit more, and he's a guy that I think can see the game a little bit, a couple steps ahead.
In his last four games, Devontae is averaging 14 points. He's dished out 19 assists to just 5 turnovers. He also had a career high 7 assists against Minnesota. The Hoosiers' defense has been excellent in their last two wins. They haven't even given up a combined 100 points, holding Rutgers to 43 and Minnesota to 56. Illinois is one of the worst scoring teams in the Big Ten. Terry joins Dave tonight in the Zone. Your phone calls at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Colts introduced their new head coach yesterday, Frank Reich, and we heard from general manager Chris Ballard on what they were looking for in a head coach.
Started this process, we kind of put down a list of things that we were looking for. You know, we wanted a leader, guy who has a big picture vision, who's honest, smart, adaptable, can communicate, who's a teacher, and who's a partner. And I have no question that we've found that with Frank.
And that's the good news. Frank Reich is the new head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. And we got his thoughts as well yesterday and what he thinks is going to happen here in Indianapolis.
I really believe we're going to work together to do something special for this city and for our organization, something that will be remembered for a long time.
And it sounds like Jim Irsay is requesting those golden days and golden years and golden victories. He wants to see those happen again.
Frank, help us bring the joy back into the city of Indianapolis for the great traditions that we have here, all the games that we've won. Let's bring that back again. And that's what we're here for. And we'll do it one person at a time, one detail at a time, one player at a time, and one game at a time.
Frank Reich went on to talk about the Colts will be the toughest team built, both mentally and physically, and be one of the most disciplined teams. They're going to have structure and a system that will have the processes that cultivate discipline. Frank Reich's in charge of the Colts, and he's facing some big questions. $85 million in salary cap space, who's going to be the starting quarterback, and plenty of question marks on both sides of the ball. Hopefully this situation turns around as quickly as Frank Reich taking over for Josh McDaniels. We thank our friends Network Indiana for the audio. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.